Right. Well, at that time, it was obvious from observation of the activities behind our lines there was going to be something happening in the future, something very big.
When was this?
It's 1917, yes. It'd be about April. And I was told to go to the Bund, where I mentioned before, Zillebeck Lake, and a team was allotted to me, and I can't remember. I have no recollection of who they were, not even my number two. And it was on the other side of the lake, a trench, which was seldom used. It must have been used in the early days. And I had to take the gun there. An officer came with me and he sighted the gun on the top of this trench. Trench which was seldom used then. And my orders were to fire in bursts at intervals every night onto a fixed target, which was a German ration dump. And I fixed at intervals at my own discretion and firing there. On the offside of the trench, there was a parapet. Then the foot of the trench, and then a bank down to the water of the lake. Well, the officer fixed the aiming points. You see, they put three sticks out, one in the middle, which was your aiming point, your elevation. The one on the left and the one on the right was your traverse. You fired between those two sticks. And of course, the elevation stick used to have a phosphorus paste put on it so that you could, because you only fired it in the dark. And I was always very, very cautious. I took a sandbag, dipped it in the lake, fixed a frame in front of my gun, hung this sandbag on it, damp, so that they couldn't see the flash of the gun, you see. Well, I fired every night for 6 weeks, me alone, with this team, and I can't remember them at all. And as the dawn began to come, we used to cover the gun up with some branches and buzz off down to the alcoves in the embankment at the Bund, you see, and spend the day there. And there were giant rats in there, and it was all wet. In fact, I was pretty well used to rats, but I couldn't stick those. I used to cover my head with a blanket. And then as dark began to come on, get my team together and go back again. And we became a nuisance to the Germans. As you can understand, we became a nuisance. And they did their best to find this gun. And they never did find it. But they did their best, and we were coming back to the Bund one early morning, and my number two was in front of me. The other three had gone on. And it was nearly dark. He says there's a chap knocked out here in the trench. So I went along and I was feeling with my hand. Oh, and I said, there's two of them. And they both had their heads blown off. And my hand was sliding over the blood slimy shoulders of them. And, of course, we're pretty well used to that sort of thing. Never to know. I said, there's two of them, not one. And we went along, and every night for six weeks, I was on that job, firing every night on this Russian dump. And eventually...
How many rounds did you fire a night?
Oh, well, I don't know. I never counted them. Used to fire in bursts about every half hour or so, you see. And except the one occasion when the officer took us there, I had no officer came anywhere near me the whole time. It was my own initiative all the time.